This week I had someone ask me how I became a pastor, and so I shared my story with them, and then that person went on to tell me their own story about how they had been a missionary at one point in their life. But each of us has our own stories, and yet they often have a common theme. This was also true for the two thieves who were crucified with Jesus. Each thief had his own story, and yet they had a common theme in their stories: their condemnation and their execution that they awaited. But in the end, each thief was defined in completely different ways. As I read to you from Luke chapter 23, verse 39 records, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." That thief's defining story is a hardened heart and death and eternal damnation for rejecting faith in Christ. But Luke also records the other thief's story. The other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then Jesus said, or I should say, then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And then Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." So you look at this thief's story. This thief had a confession of his sin, forgiveness, and then the promise of paradise. These two defining stories help us see how each of our stories are connected also to Christ. Peter had this story in mind also when he wrote to the Christians in Asia Minor. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, Peter writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercies, he's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is already to be revealed in the last day." So again, here we see the church. This life together was defined by the incredible story of Jesus. And so is ours. Because of the loving acts of God that he has revealed to us in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, you and I have a resurrected Savior who gives us hope in the midst of this life and assurance of eternal life with him in heaven. Jesus' words to the repentant thief were, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And this gives us insight into living as Christians here today. Some say, can remember the time when this country was an overtly Christian nation. Pretty much everybody went to church. It was a social norm. Most people, whether they were churchgoers or not even, they knew about the main Bible stories. There were actually primetime, wholesome TV shows. And creation, according to Genesis, was taught in the schools. But today, there's all kinds of stories that are being told. Today, the Christian message is no longer privileged. Yet this is really not new. It's new for many of us in this generation, but not new in this world. Our situation, in some ways, is similar to the situation of the Christians that Peter was writing to in Asia Minor. Asia Minor is where what we call modern-day Turkey. These people had never been a party in power as Christians. They had no hope of becoming that either. And so, what do we do? How should we live with all of the changes that's going on in our society? Well, really, it's the same way that these people did that Peter was writing to. In the midst of all of the stories that are swirling around in this fractured and fragmented society, Peter encourages us to live together in the story that defines us. And so we're reminded today that we are privileged to be part of the story of God's mercy, His acts of loving kindness to you. In the words of Peter, in His great mercy, He's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So our story is about living with a purpose and a plan, ultimately to inherit something that can never perish, spoil, or fade, that is kept for you in heaven. And through faith, you are shielded by God's power that's ready to be revealed in the last days that are coming. God's love is what gives us faith in what we hope for in Jesus. That God sent Jesus to give us an example of how to live, to show us glimpses of what heaven will be like one day, but ultimately to die for our sins, to be resurrected again. And that resurrection is what gives us hope. Like the repentant thief, no matter what we face in this life, we have a heavenly future that is promised in paradise. Amen and amen.